97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Billy Idol. Evolution Fest this weekend, Forest Park. He wasn't supposed to be here originally, but kind of came in as a sub for Blondie when she canceled over the summer. All right, we got one more segment to go here. It's a Reardon Roundtable on a Friday afternoon. Jane is here, GOP consultant David Barklage, and Forest State Senator Jeff Smith, who is the executive director of the Missouri Housing Association. That was a Freudian slip. I apologize for that. Jane, nonsense in the city with ARPA money. Explain it before I get too bored.
Yeah, no, they set aside $37 million of pandemic relief funds. Now, we're 3 years away from the pandemic, but pandemic relief funds and SLDC, the St. Louis Development Corp, is supposed to be giving them out to worthy businesses to try to revitalize North City. Well, come to find out, the Post-Dispatch has actually been doing some phenomenal reporting on that these businesses, like their empty buildings, their businesses that kind of don't exist, and it's a mess. And they said, we'll claw it back. We're still going to go ahead and vote to give out these, but then we'll go and claw them back if they're not what they say they are. And people are losing it. The Board of Aldermen is very upset. And I think the mayor went to the Board of Aldermen meeting, as well as the comptroller today. And the comptroller was very upset about the way that taxpayer dollars are being handled. The Board of Aldermen is very upset. And the mayor sort of had to, try to sing for her supper a bit, which is very highly unusual for her to come to a Board of Aldermen meeting to try to justify what SLDC is doing.
To put the knot in it, Tashara was really upfront about wanting the St. Louis schools audited. I think she needs to face the music herself, and we need to see an audit sooner or later of the St. Louis city government and
the By the way, on the schools front with the fired superintendent who's still being defined saying I did nothing wrong there, I mean, how is that going to turn out? Because that's a mess.
The kids are going to be the ones that get screwed. I mean, this is a debacle that needs to get resolved as soon as possible.
How's it going to turn out is I think you're going to see some legislation this session that deals with St. Louis public schools. I think you're going to, Auditor Fitzpatrick is one of the best public servants in the state of Missouri.
He's actually
first true thing you said today.
Good auditor. And, I have to agree.
Yeah. And like he is going to drill down and find things. And so I think once the results of that audit come public, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot of statewide attention paid to what's happened since the elected board took back over.
So I want to talk about Marcellus Williams, but I want to do it here from a couple of different perspectives, because I have had a couple of friends reach out this week about this case, and this is why. Okay, so if you just Google the name Marcellus Williams, who is a brutal murderer, who murdered a woman that worked at the Post-Dispatch by the name of Alicia Gale and stabbed her 38 times, there's no doubt about his guilt, all right? But if you go right now and you just Google this, you'll see headlines like Marcellus Williams executed in Missouri amid strong innocence claims, right? Missouri executes a man for the 98 killing of a woman despite her family's calls to spare his life. That's fake. Marcellus Williams' execution renews scrutiny on Kamala Harris's death penalty position. All this nonsense. Look, this dude was so guilty, and they kept bringing it up, making the family go through this time and time again. Thank God, and I don't know why it takes so long to slip a needle in someone's arm who's a brutal killer, but thank God he was removed from the planet and they can finally have some closure. This stuff gets ridiculous. It really does, Jeff. There's never, by the way, the amount of times that anyone is ever innocent, especially on a death penalty, is like so small, and there's not a chance that this guy was innocent. We all know that, but the stupid death penalty opponents who just want to create issues, and they know he's guilty. They know he's guilty. They're just trying to get off on technicalities,
which did not work. Admit that you want to get rid of the death penalty. That's a fine position
to take. I
want to
get rid of the death penalty.
Great. But then this idea of Wesley Bell going into court knowing full well there wasn't an ounce of evidence.
Exactly.
None. And he got everybody ginned up. No new constitutional claim.
And why did he do it, Jane?
Because he wanted to win a congressional seat.
Exactly.
And so here we are. And all these people are told that this DNA evidence, they were hoping that somebody else's DNA was going to be on that knife. And it wasn't. And the whole thing fell apart. And I bless the Supreme Court for shutting this down, saying this is the circuit court finally got it right. And the Supreme Court, they said, we've been litigating this case for decades. Do you know that he got a 7-year stay on execution? Eric Greitens, he was set to be executed, and Eric Greitens gave him 7 years. He stayed the execution. This guy's had seven years to come up with new evidence and couldn't do it. Then of course, that happens. And these people are like, oh, he's innocent because I don't believe the witnesses and this and that. Hey, you weren't on the jury. We don't get to overrule jury verdicts in this country. That is our system of justice.
And I took a different approach on this, Jeff. I also have a lot of problems with the death penalty. And I heard the story, so I called a friend on the probation and parole board. I said, what is the story? And when he explained the facts, as both of you have related, I it was a complete disconnect. Again, it hadn't necessarily changed my position that I think the death penalty should be used much less often, but in this case, I thought the facts were dominant.
He admitted it to two different people. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the death penalty is used far less often. It is, though, David, because of this nonsense.
Oh,
so,
I agree.
Look, I still am a proponent because I've covered many death penalty cases. These are people who are pure evil. And I've seen, you know, people like Kenny Hossoff, former congressman who ran for governor, put people under Jay Nixon as an attorney general, put them on death row in appropriate fashions. It is the punishment for the ultimate crime. It's not something that's appropriate for everything, but for brutal murders, it is. And by the way, shame on the Post-Dispatch for gaslighting this over the decades.
I agree.
And it was one of their own reporters who died.
And it's funny because Tony in Kansas City, he's a blogger. He came out and said, the way the media has handled this execution is obscene. Because this narrative that there was any, that there was a shred of innocence evidence presented is
But Jane, that's my
terrible.
Point on the media coverage. Because I had people from around the country, maybe I didn't close the loop on this point, saying, hey, you guys are killing an innocent man, a prosecutor, because of Wesley Bell.
Right.
You know, then you can say, oh, a prosecutor.
Well, the prosecutor said so. And that's why this law was not passed for this. And so now he has abused the statute. And now it's going to water it down if there's ever a circumstance when it should be used, because this was a joke and he knew it. And I mean, he should, I don't know.
All right, a couple more topics here. Speed round. David Barklage, will sports wagering and the abortion amendment both pass in 5 weeks?
Yes. The abortion thing is so over-resourced, I can't even explain it, other than the Democrats are making a broader move, maybe on the U.S. Senate seat. The sports betting, I think that the position of the facts, the position of support is growing, and that sports betting is something that should come to Missouri like 38 other states.
Well, when you said what you said about the abortion issue, you mean on the Lucas Kuntz-Hawley race?
Yes.
But there's not realistic hope there, is there?
There's an independent running out of Joplin, most people have not noticed, who is running sort of as a Republican independent. He's got $1 million, a Harvard graduate. This is the kind of move, as we saw with Claire McCaskill to get Todd Akin the nominee, that they could go in and at the last minute try to move 8-10% of the Republican vote to the independent. And with $16 million and no turnout effort by the Missouri Republican Party or Republicans, and we saw 20% turnout in the primary, as competitive as was, in like Eastern St. Charles County. My point is that if you all remember back to 1994, Missouri, while there was the national wave on Republicans, Missouri lost 6 seats in the House and 1 senator, a Republican senator, and it was because Hancock, too, was on the ballot. Ballot issues move voters. Democrats know how to do it. And if there's a way, they've got the money, that could be an upset.
Jeff, your take on that?
Thank you for the lightning round answer.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
I kid, my friend. So my take is that, you know, it's an uphill battle for Lucas Kuntz. And, you know, I don't think Josh Hawley I think he's done some disgraceful things, but I think he's been pretty effective in neutralizing some of his vulnerabilities over the course of this election cycle.
I also think, too, that Missourians are very adept at saying, yes, we may vote for the gaming, we may vote for the abortion, but we're still going to vote for Republicans.
Right.
They've done that very well. I think some people think that the abortion amendment is going to change the face of the Missouri electorate. I wish, but I don't think it will.
And it's not going to be the last word, because if it passes, one of the first things the legislature is going to do is try to put a referendum on the ballot in the next election cycle to then retrench some of these.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
gains for reproductive
freedom. Cardinal season wraps up this weekend. Disappointing. Better than last year, but I think a lot of people, and I would put myself in this camp, have kind of, you know, dialed out in the last few weeks. Big changes coming, Jane, or maybe not so many big changes. Mo was on Camo X with Tom Ackerman last Sunday. Didn't sound like he was going anywhere. There's a couple of things in the infrastructure of the team that certainly might change, but I don't know if we're going to have heads that are going to roll.
Oh, I don't think so. I think they got rid of the player development guy. He retired. That probably is the most consequential, but I'm not sure that the normal public person, you know, views that. I don't see big change, and I think that fans are getting
It's getting
ticked.
Depressing. It's getting a little depressing here. Yeah.
You St. Louis people are so tough on the Cardinals. I'm telling you, the St. Louis Cardinals are a legendary club that has made a baseball an American pastime. And to that regard, they will always come back. They will always surprise us, and they will always be champions in my book.
I like the positivity. I just don't like where the team is heading right now. And, you know, Katie Wu, who covers the team for The Athletic, you know, tweeted out yesterday, Jordan Walker should not be in the outfield next year. And that's not a good thing. And, you know, I said yesterday on Twitter, I'm old enough to remember when we were, you know, we had our cup runneth over with outfielders, and that was March. Okay, so it wasn't too long ago. Jeff, your thoughts on the Cardinals?
Well, one thing that's going to be interesting at the intersection of sports and public policy is there's going to be a big move in the legislature to give subsidies to the owners of the Royals and the Chiefs to stay in the state of Missouri. Now, of course, what happens when you have that is you have people from legislators from other parts of the state who say
the Blues are lining up, the Cardinals are going to line up.
We want something too. So whether the Cardinals and Blues can get in on some of that will be interesting to watch.
Jeff Smith, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Evolution Fest if you're going to that. And also the Billy Joel and Sting concert canceled or postponed for tonight. It's going to be on Sunday. Barclays, good to see you. Jane, you're going to hang out.
I am.
We're coming up. Sue's News after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.